around and see some plant or some animal now, all we have to do, hey, what kind of plant is that? Just take a picture of it on your phone. There's an app that'll tell you what kind of plant it is. Hey, what was the name of that? Oh, everything. Any question you have, any piece of information you want to know, anything you want to learn about, it's just so simple. You just Google it. All that information is at our fingertips. Obviously, there are a lot of bad things that are also available on the internet. There are a lot of people that would use it for, you know, pornography, or use it for online gambling, or use it for adultery or other nefarious purposes. But one of the things that the internet has done is it has allowed us to preach the word of God to a mass audience. We don't need the media anymore. That's why they already walked out, you know. We don't need them anymore. We don't have to, nobody listens to them anymore. That's why the Sacramento Bee keeps getting thinner every year. Nobody cares. And we are living in a very special time because we can actually be the media. YouTube, MeTube. I mean, we can actually broadcast the truth and get millions of viewers. Let me tell you something. The internet is the printing press of the 21st century. I mean, it's the most revolutionary thing since the invention of the printing press, and we can actually upload true biblical preaching. I mean, in the past, to be a TV preacher, you have to be a total compromiser. You have to be bought and paid for by the devil to get on TV. But now anybody can upload sermons. Brother Jimenez, myself, other men of God all over the world preaching the truth can upload it and have access to millions of viewers. It's amazing. And so many pastors are just, they're not even capitalizing on that opportunity. I mean, I guess if they were living back in the 1500s and the 1600s, they would, forget the printing press. We're happy with our little church, us four no more. But I'm telling you, we have an opportunity to broadcast this stuff to the world in all languages and get it out there. Look, I don't know about you, I want to work hard and I want to pull out all the stops because I don't know how long the party's going to last. I mean, when are they going to start censoring us on the internet or pull the plug on the internet? I don't know, but I'm going to put as much stuff on the internet as I can and get it out to as many millions of people as I can before that happens. And then we'll just switch to just flash drives. Yeah, that's going to be next. Just flash drives, CDs, DVDs. Have fun collecting up all those and trying to censor us. But look what the Bible says in Daniel 11. Go back a few verses to Daniel 11:32. It says, "And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits." Exploits are great works, legendary works, amazing works, epic works. He says, "They that be strong and do know their God," he said, "they'll be strong and they'll do exploits." Verse 33, "And they that understand among the people shall instruct many." They will instruct many. They'll be, they that understand, they that know the Bible, they that are preaching the truth, shall instruct many. I believe that in the end times, there will be one last great push where the gospel will go all around the globe and where people will hear the gospel like they've never heard it before in the last days. And look, it's not just through the power of the internet. It's going to be through door-to-door soul winning because a lot of people don't ever go on the internet. But let me tell you something. We need to have a multi-pronged attack. We need to be out there physically, flesh and blood, knocking doors every week, up one street, down the other, every door in Sacramento, every door in Citrus Heights.